What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Spent a lot of time with Brian Windhorst of the Mothership. If you miss any interview on this show or the entire show, you can always listen on the podcast. Go to danpatrick.com. But Wendy talked about the Nets, and I guess everything is full speed ahead until it's not, when they run into that iceberg at some point in this season. Kyrie's future, he talked about that, and it feels like Kyrie will probably fall in line with KD. They go back. Maybe now that Steve Nash has been backed by ownership, maybe it's similar, and this is something that was brought up by Brian Windhorst. Go back to when LeBron went to Miami, and Eric Spoelstra was 9-8 after 17 games, and the reports were LeBron wanted him fired. Well, Pat Riley said no. He's your coach. He's my coach. And he's still there, en route to the Hall of Fame one day. It doesn't always work out that way. But management has backed Steve Nash. I don't know if Steve Nash is a good coach or not. Spoelstra has turned out to be a very good coach. But I think this came down to one thing. The trade market was not there. Not for a 34-year-old who has had some injuries as of late. You don't know if he's going to be all in. How long is he going to be all in? Still great. Still one of the top 10, maybe top 5 players in the game. But I don't know if he's all in. And if he is, for how long? Because at some point it feels like he's going to go, you know, I don't think I want to stay here. I want to go. He wants to win another championship. I mean, everybody wants to win a championship. But he looked at Steph Curry. I'm thinking, damn, he got another one. As Steph leapfrogs Kevin Durant on the all-time list. Now, maybe it doesn't matter to Kevin Durant. I don't know him. I've had him on the show, I think, one time. Trying to figure out what makes him tick. Now Kyrie. Kyrie going to be all in, or does he still want to go to the Lakers? Can the Lakers make a move? And what move do you make? These are things that we talked about. But I think it came down to, what do the Nets want, and what are teams willing to give up? And I think the Nets had an inflated worth of Kevin Durant around the league, where the league's going, okay, he's 34. He doesn't want to be there. Doesn't like his coach. Doesn't like his GM. We're not giving you dollar for dollar here. We're going to give you 60 cents on a dollar. And who's going to give up? Like, Jaylen Brown, I don't think, is going to be in Boston after 2 years. All right, if you can get Kevin Durant, maybe make a run and win a couple of championships with Jason Tatum, you know, can you keep the rest of the lineup for the most part? That made sense. But you can't trade for Bam Adebayo because of the contract you have with Ben Simmons. You can't trade for Devin Booker, not that Phoenix would give him up, because of the Ben Simmons contract. So what do you have? And they basically ran out of options here. No, the Grizzlies. Hey, we'll give you, on second thought, we're not going to give you really anybody, but we're interested in picking you up. New Orleans. Hey, you can't have Zion, you can't have Brandon Ingram, but we're interested. Well, the Nets probably went, all right, Kevin, we tried, did our best, can't get, you know, equal value for one of the great players of all time. Why don't you come on back in and make good on the four-year contract offer or 4 years left on your contract? How about you live up to that? Player empowerment may have died yesterday. It certainly cooled off. Because at some point, ownership has to say, no. No. You let it happen once, then it happens again. I understand player empowerment, but live up to your contract. That's it. Or don't sign a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal. Sign a 1-year deal. If that's what this is all about, don't say, give me security for the next 5-10 years. Ownership deserves security as well. Your fan base deserves security as well. All of a sudden you go, nah, I don't think so. You know, I don't think Steve's a good coach. Who wanted Steve as the coach? Oh, you wanted Steve as the coach. So Kevin Durant is still there. For how long? Who knows? Kyrie would be the interesting part of this. How much is he going to play? And Brian Windhorst even said, you don't even know with Kyrie. Like, where is basketball on his to-do list? I don't think it's number one, which is fine. But then go do the other things that are more important than this. Don't be half in, half out. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Yes, Paulie?
A little stat here with Kevin Durant. Over the past 8 regular seasons, he averages 41 regular season games played per year.
Okay.
41, which is, that's half, right?
That's not good.
And Kyrie Irving over the past 8 seasons averages about 46 games played a year.
All right, that's not good either. Okay. Well,
for different reasons.
And so now the Lakers had been waiting. And, you know, maybe this is something that happens later in the season, maybe before the trade deadline. Let's see where the Nets are. But if I'm Kevin Durant, my thought all along was, why not stay? This gives you the best chance of winning because wherever you go, you're going to deplete the roster of the team you're going to. And I always go back to Carmelo. He wanted out of Denver. He wanted his sign and trade. Then all of a sudden, they shipped all of these players to Denver. And then Carmelo goes, wait, where are my teammates here? Melo, we had to give up all these players to get you. You understand how this works, sign and trade? Yes, Marv.
Is that part 2 or part 3 of his 4-part series?
Oh, the Denver years.
Yeah. Or maybe just that trade or something like that. They got to fill 4 hours of, you know, the Carmelo Anthony years or his documentary. Yes, yes, Mark.
Is it going to be like A-Rod and Jeter, but Jeremy Lin and Carmelo? Like Carmelo's feelings on Linsanity?
I wonder what role Jeremy Lin plays in the documentary on Carmelo Anthony. Because Linsanity was a big deal there for a little while. And all of a sudden, Melo's like, wait a minute, this is my thing. Linsanity and 2012. That was a big deal for like 5 weeks or something,
Yeah, it was a big deal. 11-12 season. I didn't know Jeremy Lin was out of basketball. He did not play?
I thought he was in China.
Okay. I have him out of the NBA for the past 2 years. All right, so.
And Anthony Bennett, former number one overall pick with the Cavaliers out of Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I think he's in China now, too.
Visiting or playing basketball?
No, he's playing basketball.
Okay, like, traveling, it's a lovely country.
Yeah, I think he's playing basketball over there.
Want to play the Jeremy Lin career NBA salary game? Now, he started 82 games after he got to Houston. He took that nice deal from Houston for a couple of years.
Okay.
He started 221 games in 9 years.
Here we go. Wants to go first? Jeremy Lin career salary. Fritzy dominated yesterday. I'm going to go Seton O'Connor, Jeremy Lin career salary.
You don't hear too many people, by the way, still doing the "I'd take Jeremy Lin over Carmelo any day." That storyline cooled off. I'd take him on my team over Carmelo any day. That cooled off. How about $85 million?
Was that a topic?
That was very much a topic.
Oh, yeah.
A huge topic.
Oh, if you were going to, if you had to get rid of one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We also did a poll question. I can remember specifically whose career going forward would you want, Jeremy Lin or Tim Tebow?
I'll take Jeremy Lin all day. I'll take Jeremy Lin.
Salary wise, you might. I'm not sure, though.
Okay. Jeremy Lin played for Golden State's G team in 2021, the Santa Cruz Warriors. Then he went to the Beijing Ducks. And that was in April of 2020.
Good squad, the Ducks. I don't know. All right. Seton won $85 million.
Oddly, there's no Ducks in Beijing either. So where'd they get that name?
Marv, Jeremy Lin, career salary.
$67 million.
All right. Todd?
$58.8 million.
All right. Is anybody in the ballpark here, Paulie? Normally you give a... Okay.
Someone is off by $800,000. That's that...
Ooh, and I wasn't even listening to what they were saying. Darn it.
I don't even remember what I said already.
I got to start listening.
I think 85 for Seton, 58 for Fritzy, 67 for Marvin.
I think 67 is the right guess.
I'm going to go $68 million.
Marvin is the right one. It's 66 mil for Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
Now, he went to Harvard, so you prorate that. Is that a successful career?
Marvin didn't go to Harvard.
No, not that we know of.
You went to the Harvard of Connecticut. UConn.
Sure.
Yeah, UConn. Yes, Molly.
When you were growing up, wherever you guys grew up, was there a school that like, oh, he got in there? Because where I grew up in the South Side of Chicago, if you got into Notre Dame,
yeah,
it was like being blessed by the Pope for Irish Catholic kids. Like, it was a bigger deal than getting into Ivy League schools where I grew up. You grew up in Ohio. Was Ohio State still like the destination to go?
Mm-mm.
Even for the smart kids?
No, not at all.
I know it's not it's not Harvard, but
no, it was Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, going to Dayton, it felt like everybody at Dayton tried to get into Notre Dame, and then those who didn't ended up going to Dayton, and they had a lot better time. They had more fun at Dayton than they would at Notre Dame. I mean, football would have been a little bit different. Basketball was about on the same level. Yeah, see.
I think my friend group at that age, there weren't a lot of kids even worried about getting into college. Wasn't really on anybody's radar. So, like, if you even found out that somebody was going to college, it was like, oh, look how fancy you are. Okay, fancy, going to Rutgers. Ooh, you think you're so great? Yeah. So, it's like, the idea of, like, oh, hey, did you hear that Timmy got into Princeton? You'd be like, what? Princeton?
Yeah, Paul.
I had this friend. He was really smart, named Billy O'Rourke, and he came over to our house. He's a very quiet kid. He never bragged.
I always like how we want to make a story even more real. We put the name in.
Yeah.
Like, you could have just said, I got this friend.
I haven't thought about it in a long time, but he was real smart. And he came over to
Billy
our house.
O'Rourke. Oh, now it's a serious. Yeah. Now it's real.
Just for the record, Timmy was not a real friend. That was a fake name.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
He came over to our house, and my mom's like, oh, you got a couple letters today. And she goes, and I looked at it. It was like, I got denied by Missouri. I got denied by Kansas. A lot of schools denied me. Some good ones, really. Some solid schools. And my mom goes to Billy O'Rourke. She goes, where are you going to school? He goes, Notre Dame or Stanford. Oh, and he said it real quietly, not to embarrass me.
Yeah. Ugh. I think that they should just have, like, if Georgetown doesn't take you, Mutombo is on the envelope going, no, no, no.
That'd be perfect.
No, no, no.
Great. It wouldn't soften the blow that much.
No, it wouldn't. No. I remember, you know, friends who would have somebody open the letter for them. And then, you know, the friend would go, oh, you got in. You got into community college. Yes.
Yay. Yeah, that was my guidance counselor. Never forget him sitting there with his one leg up going, so are you even thinking of college or are you just going to work for the city?
Yeah.
inspiring today's youth.
You know, my guidance counselor wasn't really encouraging either. He goes, you might be able to play basketball, but can you get through the curriculum? And I'm going, curriculum?
What does that mean?
So I didn't even know what curriculum was, but I was like, yeah, I can get through curriculum. I thought it was a course.
Like the tunnel that the players run through and get the curriculum? I can get through it. The tunnel.
I can do that. Can you get through the curriculum? Yeah, sure. Might be painful, you know. Yeah, Paul.
I had schools that didn't even send me a rejection letter. Like, we're not even going to waste the paper. Oh. You're so far out. Like Arizona State, which is supposed to be like a safety school.
It is?
Well, back in the day, you're like, I want to go there and party. Everyone, the rumor was Arizona State took everybody. That's probably not true.
Mm.
It's a good school.
Yeah. Well, Fritzy got into the best school out of all of us. He went to NYU.
Yeah, I got rejected by Columbia, Penn, and Princeton, and I might have gone to one of those three, but my SAT maybe wasn't high enough. Columbia, I went on an interview, and they said, well, there's really a lot of applicants this particular year, like, to not get my hopes up or whatever. But NYU was fine.
Yeah. No, NYU's a great school.
It's harder. I think it's a lot harder to get into these days than back in the mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it was the spelling bee contest that you kind of cheated on, or the poem you ripped off?
It might have been stealing the limerick from the book.
Stealing the limerick.
And spelling Saturday, capital S, A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, to beat my friend Jason Honing in second grade.
Marv went to UConn.
I sure did.
Do you have a safety school?
Nah. No. Actually, funny. I went to community college first, and I transferred to UConn. Because my guidance counselor was like, Marv, I wasn't even thinking about college, not even close. And my mother was like, oh, no, he's thinking about college. They were like, oh, what about the military? My mother was like, no, military. She was in the military. She was like, no, Marv is not built for that. Marv is going to go to school. And Marv is going to go to school full time.
Yeah, these hands aren't going to be in the military.
Yeah. She told me.
They're going to be carrying school books.
She told me verbatim. She's like, if I had another kid, I'd allow you to be a failure.
Oh.
So you're going to school.
Wow.
Find something you want to do.
Yes, Paulie.
I was looking at Nick Saban's contract. He got a new deal.
Oh, yeah. Save that, because I want to talk about Saban with this. Is there a better bargain in sports than Nick Saban? Let me take a break here. We'll come back. We'll get to phone calls, settle on our poll question. And by the way, by B-U-Y, the way, bloop, bloop, you guys bought candles and you bought Velcro wallets yesterday. We sold out of the candles, three of the four candles that we're selling, and we'll sell out of the fourth one as well. And the Velcro wallet, man, there are a lot of nerds out there that love the Velcro wallet.
It's redundant.
Yes, it's awesome. The DP Show Velcro wallet. Yes, Eaton.
We did hear from one person who was like, I don't know how to actually carry the wallet around like in an embarrassing way, but they just want to, like, can you guys sign it and send it to me?
Yes. We'll be happy to do that.
I don't want to actually carry it around or anything.
But I don't want to be seen with this thing.
How about this? You have to send in a video of you at a bar or a restaurant paying for a meal, like the video we did last week.
Yeah.
That'd be the best one.
All right, let me take a break. Go to danpatrick.com. We will restock the Velcro wallets and the candles as well. I thought this was one of those. Seton goes, how about candles and Velcro? I go, yeah, nobody's going to buy those things. And Seton goes, he sends me an email. He goes, we sold out of these things. I go, get the.
Man, I swear, if I could go back now and go to college, I'd go to business school. I swear.
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Settle on our poll question after this. Dog days of summer officially behind us. A couple more weeks before we need to get ready for the cooler temperatures. Family vacations in the rearview mirror. Kids ready to go back to school. Fall right around the corner. But late summer vibes still have us ready for the beach or the pool or backyard barbecues. And you can spend time with family and friends, and you can look awesome and feel awesome. The new late summer collection from Link Soul, now available, features new styles and colors for those lazy summer days. The Boardwalker shorts, graphic tees, all new designs, polos, tropical and floral prints, light layers for those nights around the fire pit. The late summer collection has tons of new options to help you feel and look amazing in any situation. The all new late summer collection from Link Soul. It's available at linksoul.com, LinkSoul, linksoul.com. And if you order now, 15% off and free shipping with that first order. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books. And finally, it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Nick Saban, his place in history is secure. One of the great football coaches of all time. And he just signed an extension. Now, he signed one, I think, last year. But what's happening now is you're looking around the college football landscape. Kirby Smart, 10-year deal, $112 million. LSU's Brian Kelly, he makes $9 million. Lincoln Riley signed a $100 million deal at USC. So these are really good coaches. You could combine their resumes, and they're nowhere near Nick Saban. Well, Saban yesterday was compensated. He has a new deal that will pay him close to $12 million a year, keep him in Tuscaloosa until 2029. I don't know if he'll coach till 2029, but he is getting paid. And also, I think he might have a clause in his contract that says he has to be one of the top five coaches paid in college football. I remember Lee Steinberg, the agent, did this for Warren Moon. And I think Warren Moon always had to be maybe top three or top five contracts. He had to be top five paid quarterback. Yeah, Paulie.
So Saban's is pretty unique. If he is not in the top three paid coaches in college football, he can automatically renegotiate his contract. It's almost like the contract becomes open-ended and he gets to renegotiate. So it's like a trigger.
Yeah.
And it works out for him. I've got some numbers on the impact of Nick Saban off the field for Alabama as a school. Remember when Doug Flutie was a star at Boston College?
Yep.
None of us are from the East Coast, really, but BC was not a well-known school nationwide before Doug Flutie put him on a map. Good school, not a famous school. When Nick Saban joined the Alabama in 07, their enrollment, their total university enrollment, always hovered around the past 10 years between 18,000 to 22,000. It never really went up or down. It ticked up maybe 500 to 1,000 kids a year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was 23,000 when he started. It's 39,000 this year. 39,000 undergraduate students at Alabama. And I think Nick Saban is a big part of it. There's people from all over the country who now send their kids to Alabama because they're such a known school due to football. They were always known due to football, but they're the face of it.
Yeah, but how many parents send their kids to a school just because they're a football school?
I don't think it's a coincidence, though, that since Saban's been there, the enrollment has gone way up, and out-of-state enrollment more than anything. It's like...
I don't know how you gauge that impact, but I agree, Saban might be the best bargain in sports right now.
I'll tell you, I applied to Alabama when I was in high school because I wanted to go to a school where it had good football and a fun college experience and a communication school, in that order, basically. I think there's a lot of people like that. It's like, look at Alabama. It looks like it's going so well there. Everything looks great. They're winning.
Well, I don't know. Did that happen at Miami, the U, when they were winning football games? Notre Dame is not easy to get into. I mean, I'm looking at schools that you could say, boy, that looks like a fun atmosphere. I want to go there. USC, can't get in there. And when they were winning, looked like a fun atmosphere. Well, it's still a fun atmosphere. Yeah, Mark.
Do you think Clemson is on that list?
Yeah, I was wondering about that. That they were winning, the atmosphere there. You see the student body there. Saturday night, big game. I don't know. I don't know what role sports plays. You know, Duke, you're not getting into Duke, but you see the Cameron Crazies. Syracuse. I think Syracuse basketball probably plays a significant role in students wanting to go to Syracuse. I mean, it's a great school, and you have 30,000 at a basketball game. Whenever a recruit goes to Syracuse, they usually talk about, I didn't know it got this cold, and that's a lot of people to watch a basketball game. And it might be in that order where you go, God, it's cold. Because you want to have a recruit go in the fall, you know, maybe September before it starts to get cold. But then you go into that building and you see all of those people for a regular season game and you go, oh my God. Yeah, Paul.
Clemson's in a similar boat. If you look at the last 6 years for Clemson undergraduate enrollment, it's had a big spike. Past 6 years, look at their relevancy at college football.
Yeah, yeah.
Boston College had the same numbers. They were a small 3,000, 4,000 person school. It's never really happened. I looked at Notre Dame. They've never increased their numbers based off football because they just don't increase their numbers.
Well, BC's a hard school to get into as well. So I think if you got to factor in some of these schools are difficult to get into. Alabama, you can get into. Clemson, you could get into. Notre Dame, you're not going to get into. Duke, you're not going to get into. USC is difficult as well. Yeah, Seed.
Wondering what Auburn's enrollment is over that same time frame.
Well, I wonder what Auburn was like when Cam was there. Mm. And was there a jump? You know, it's about the atmosphere. Because, you know, when Johnny Manziel was in college, I don't know what the atmosphere was. But it felt like, oh, Johnny Manziel, Texas A&M. I don't know if he helped enrollment. He did help endowment because they built the addition to that stadium. Yeah, Paul.
When he left A&M, enrollment didn't go down one because he told us he never attended class. So
So this it stayed exactly the same.
But is there a better bargain than Saban in sports? Let's say I'm paying him, you know, $12 million. Tony Romo makes $18 million a year. Who is more impactful? Tony Romo with CBS or Nick Saban? It's not even close.
Well, who does, you know, does football make more money for, CBS or Alabama?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. And yeah, that wasn't like a snarky shot. I was just saying, like, I bet CBS makes a lot of money off football.
They do, but would they continue to make a lot of money off football if Tony Romo was not there? And the answer is yes. Would Alabama continue to make a ton of money off football if Nick Saban's not there? Maybe not. And I don't mean that in a snarky way. I think Saban, I mean, I'm trying to think of somebody who's a bigger bargain.
Yeah, Paul.
When Doug Flutie won the Heisman at Boston College, everybody wanted to go to BC. My sister, who had great grades, applied everywhere. She got in everywhere. She applied to BC. She was so confident that she bought a BC jacket before she got accepted, and she did not get in.
Yes, Todd?
Barkley would be in the conversation for whatever, you know, whatever Turner's paying him. You could pay him a lot more and still probably be underpaying him still.
Yeah, but I'm a coach. Bigger bargain. Best bargain. I guess you could say Belichick because he was winning Super Bowls. The value of that franchise because of those Super Bowls. I mean, they make money off of Belichick's success because the value of that franchise now has grown exponentially. But Alabama is, you can pinpoint the value of Nick Saban, the money that you're making at Alabama. Yeah, Seton.
But couldn't you also look at just the value of all NFL franchises has gone through the roof? The Cowboys are worth a gajillion dollars, and they haven't won anything in a long time.
Yeah. But I don't know what...
That was a shot.
That was snarky.
That was meant to be a shot.
That was
at Dallas.
All right. Yeah. And factually true. All right. I'll give you that. So Nick Saban got paid. I just don't want to hear these coaches who get $10 million a year go, oh, these kids get name, image, and likeness. Shut up. You know? There's enough. There's enough for everybody here. Yeah, Mark.
I just read an article from the Washington Post. It said the phenomenon is known as the Flutie effect, where applicants go up in schools like Kentucky, Connecticut, and Alabama. After their sports team started to gain some success, the applicant number of applicants went up.
The Flutie effect. All right. Dale in Kentucky joins us. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Hey, Dan, I'm good. I've got a question for Paulie. Like myself, he's a graduate of a directional university, Southern Illinois, I believe, and I graduated from Western Kentucky. And I was curious, no insult to Southern Illinois, but the requirements to get into WKU in 1985 was a pulse and a check had to clear. If the check cleared, the pulse was optional. So how does that compare to what Southern Illinois?
All right. So Dale said it was easy to get into Western Kentucky. How about Southern Illinois,
Paulie? It's fair to say it was not hard because I got in there. That would prove the case.
Yeah.
I was going to go to Alabama, change my mind. It's a fine school, Southern Illinois. I had a great time there. So much so I stayed 5.5 years. That's what I wanted more education.
Even when I graduated, I didn't move off campus. Yeah. I didn't leave off campus. The house I lived in. I was working at a radio station in town, and I still lived there with other students.
Desperado.
It was kind of sad. You know, I was like,
did you go to different bars though? Because
no,
in college towns there's like undergraduate bars and there's like town bars.
We only had two bars.
Oh.
Two bars that we went to. One was about, I don't know, a 9-iron away. The other one was a little bit further than that. So we would, I had all my food groups. There was an Italian, there was a sub shop, pizzeria, and there was a bar right next to it. So basically I had everything I needed right there in about 200 feet.
There's just something so great about a pizza and a pitcher of beer.
Yeah.
Like, man, this is a good night.
Yeah.
Or afternoon or morning.
Yeah, or late night.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you're choosing.
But you'd order the pizza and then take it over into the bar to sit there.
Oh, they'd let you bring it in?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Now, I just went back. pizzeria, Milano's, has a, now it has a bar restaurant. So, yeah, it's different.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're like, hey, one-stop shop, come on in, have some beers, have some pizza. Good to go. Let's see. I'm going to play these Fernando Tatis Jr. sound bites. I don't know if he was told to talk or he chose to talk, but it feels like everybody's been speaking for him, and he got suspended 80 games for PED use, and the Padres shortstop says he takes full responsibility.
I've seen how my dream have turned into my worst nightmares, but there's no other one to blame than myself. I haven't made the right decisions on this past few weeks, month, even starting at the beginning of the year. I have made a mistake, and I have regretted every single step that I have taken in these days.
Apparently, he was taking a steroid, an anabolic steroid, for ringworm, and he addressed that.
Let me clarify on the ringworm story. I've been dealing with skin infection on the last of the course of the years. During that period of time that I got tested, I got this medication that it was not from my medical staff back over here in the Padres. And then soon later, I tested positive, and then it was more like it. But at the end of the day, there's no excuses. I need to do a way better job on what is knowing what is going inside my body.
Wait, didn't he just give me an excuse? Okay, if you're going to if you're looking at this going, okay, I'm going to take this at face value, and maybe he had a skin condition, then run it by the Padres that, hey, I'm just so you know, I have this and I'm taking this. You know, you get paid a lot of money here. And I don't think the medical staff of the Padres is going, oh, Tatis is on the phone again. He wants us to check the ingredients. You are the face of the franchise. You've already had a moment where you break your wrist or arm falling off a motorcycle. Stop making excuses. Have people around you stop making excuses. You took a steroid. You tested positive. You're down for 80 games. That's it. I've never heard, it's really rare when somebody goes, yeah, I'm just taking anabolic steroids. I wanted to get healthy. I wanted to play better baseball. I mean, you could get the Andy Pettit cheap way out. Hey, I'm just trying to get healthy to come back and help my team. As if anybody who's hurt, who then doesn't take steroids, then doesn't care to come back and help his team. But people bought into it. And like, yeah, all right, I like that. Pettit, man, cheating, trying to come back, help the team. Who actually takes ownership here? It's rare. Everybody has an excuse here. Now, if he got in front of the media and he spoke and nobody told him to, great. Take ownership of this. But maybe there was a little nudging like, hey, how about we just do it one time and then we move on with this? Yeah, Seton.
Can you explain what happened there? No excuses.
Yeah.
Is there a way to appropriately say no excuses without having to follow it up with something? I mean, you kind of have to give a reason, right?
Well, if you buy the reason.
Yeah, you have to have an excuse or a reason as to why you did that.
Yeah, but I guess I'm not hearing it because it feels like it went from fungus, he had a fungus, then it's ringworm, then his dad says millions of people are going to stop watching baseball because his son is not playing. And, hey, I took something I shouldn't have taken. I know you don't want to admit you're a cheater, but did it help you? Did it help your baseball performance? I'd be curious about that. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think, it is a bigger picture topic, but a player in baseball who's a superstar, he's on his way to being a superstar.
Yeah.
If he gets popped for PEDs early in his career, will that be forgotten enough that it'll be no problem to get in the Hall of Fame? I guess I don't know who I'd compare it to, but remember Julius Peppers got busted early in his career. He's a football player for ephedrine, and it was like a stimulant, but nobody really differentiates between, they always just say PEDs. Or if Fernando Tatis has no more violations and is just an all-star for the next 10 years.
he probably would get into the Hall of Fame.
So timing is important.
Well, Rodney Harrison, who is a Hall of Fame player, caliber player, he might not get into the Hall of Fame because of PEDs that he tested positive. Antonio Gates, he's going to get in the Hall of Fame, I think. Peppers, Hall of Famer. Big Poppy got into the Hall of Fame. Those under the cloud of suspicion, Mike Piazza got in the Hall of Fame. Jeff Bagwell, Pudge Rodriguez. A-Rod, you got popped twice. I can't. But he might. I mean, he might have that goodwill campaign that he was on, that, hey, I'm a great guy, put me in the Hall of Fame. But I would hope the voters would look at this and go, sometimes you just have to say, like Rafael Palmeiro, not getting in. Yeah, Paul.
It's almost like McGuire, Sosa, Bonds, and Clemens did too well when they used steroids. If you believe they use PEDs, which most people do, it's almost like they did too well at it. But then there's other players that are a tick below them who have rumors around them that got into the Hall of Fame.
It's like Lance Armstrong. If he wins one Tour de France, just one, he's still a household name that he beat testicular cancer, and he won the Tour de France, and then if he started Live Strong, he's set. But he was too good for too long of a period of time. Same with Bonds. Don't hit 70 home runs. But he did. McGuire. Like you got, you know, to the point. It's like when you get, you know, cosmetic surgery. Hey, don't overdo it. Ooh, you overdid it. Yes, Todd.
On a smaller scale, you're cheating on your friend's paper who's much more prepared for the midterm of the final, and your average is you're like a 70, 75 student. You can't be getting a 96 all of a sudden. Expect not to have attention called to you.
And that's why I would get around an 83, 84. Yeah.
That's a move.
Totally threw them off. They're like, all right, you did a little better than I thought, but all right, maybe you studied. I applied myself. Yes, Paul.
You can't go from a 72 to a 98 on the exam.
You can't.
That's red flag.
You shouldn't. That's why it's like, God, the answers are right there off Greg Sliger's paper. I can just write it. Nope. I'm going to throw them off. And then I would start writing down multiple choice, and I'd go, I don't know. And then I got a few right. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm totally going to blow this thing. You know, hand out papers, 88. What am I thinking? Let's take a break. Phone calls coming up right after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Huge thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFT partners of the Dan Patrick Show. You can dive into all the action, hottest NFL, NBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. But that's not all. Panini America, breaking new ground, exclusive NIL deals featuring some of the biggest names in college sports. Well, like the biggest name in college sports, Caitlin Clark. Also, some upcoming first-round draft picks. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Donruss, and so many more on the web at PaniniAmerica.net or the Panini Direct app. and discover Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments of the previous week. You get started by going to PaniniAmerica.net today, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Dana White had the story a couple of days ago that he tried to broker a deal to bring Tom Brady to the Raiders along with Gronk. That John Gruden is the one at 11th hour nixed it. Derek Carr then was asked about the Dana White story to bring Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski to the Raiders.
It is what it is. You know, for me, like, I didn't even hear about it. We actually had within the building someone lost a family member. So, like, I was so immersed in that and just talking to that person and that kind of stuff that it was a moment to really put things in perspective. Like, it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, anything I say will just be blasted out there. So I'm just going to completely remove myself and just keep trying to play football. It's been nice just answering football questions, you know, and hopefully no more drama in the city. That's what I hope.
Okay. You did your best to avoid that. When did he get the Southern accent? Right?
It had a little Yellowstone in it. Or something.
Maybe he's been watching some episodes of Yellowstone.
Sounds like Rip from Yellowstone.
It kind of feels like Brian Kelly at LSU, where you go, hey, coach. Hey, y'all, great to be here.
Part in of the family.
Family here in Louisiana. Wait, coach, you're from the Northeast. Play a little bit of that Derek Carr again, because there's a little bit of a Southern accent.
It is what it is. You know, for me, like, I didn't even hear about it. We actually had within the building someone lost a family member. So, like, I was so immersed in that and just talking to that person and that kind of stuff that.
All right. He's from Fresno, California. He can't even say he's from Southern California.
Yeah. I don't think. Does Vegas have an accent?
Well, no, it's like where I'm from. The Midwest, Ohio doesn't have an accent, but there are certain places that don't have an accent. I don't think Indiana has one as well, but you're not even from Southern California.
And I just want to thank y'all for saying what needed to be said.
It is what it is.
The Raiders signed Chris Stapleton.
It is what it is. Who came up with it is what it is? Yeah, Mark.
That's just as stupid as you can have your cake and eat it too. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Ask Todd. He went to NYU.
You can't have it both ways, I guess, is what it means. It's like, you know, in some situations, you got to pick one or the other. It's kind of greedy to expect to get both of those things, whatever they are.
Okay. All right. So you can have a cake, but then I don't get to eat it.
Exactly. But don't swallow. Look, but don't touch. Touch, but don't taste.
Yes. Seton, you were going to say something? Okay. Well, it is what it is. Yeah, Paulie.
According to the New York Times, someone did a deep dive on it is what it is. They could find, like, if it was ever used in any publication before. In a 1949 article in the Nebraska State Journal, they were describing life in the frontier era of Nebraska. The new land is harsh, blah, blah, blah. There's nothing you could do about it. It is what it is without an apology. Like, you're stuck in it. There's nothing you could do about it. The origin is like If you live in some terrible area and you can't move, it is what it is. There's no use complaining about it. That's what the origin of it
yes, Todd.
That goes with what are you going to do, and that's the way it goes. It's just kind of mailing in life kind of thing. Yeah, there are situations when you can actually do something about it.
Heidi in Chicago joins us. Hi, Heidi. What's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hi. Turn down your radio or TV.
Oh, I'm sorry. I did. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Hi. 56162. just wondering how you guys doing. Do you guys miss McLovin?
No.
No, I mean, not at all.
I mean, yes, personally, but on the air, no. We're okay. We move forward.
Got to move forward.
It is what it is,
Heidi.
Speaking
of moving forward, yeah. Being from Chicago, what do you think about Roquan? maybe we can get a GoFundMe going.
All right. Well, thank you, Heidi. I don't know about the Roquan Smith story, if it's that important. He's going to play. That's another, player empowerment. I want out here. I want to trade. Yeah, good. Yeah, get in the back of the line here. He's going to play. Maybe call in to the score or something. They probably have some better answers there for you. Roquan Smith. Do you guys miss McLovin? Todd?
I miss the person. But I think we're doing okay with the way we have things set up. But
Satan,
do
you miss McLovin?
Not really.
All right. Marv?
Come on. No.
Paulie?
To hang out with, sure.
But I mean on the show.
We're doing good.
It is what it is.
Yeah, one game at a time.
What are you having their cake and eating it too right now?
Yeah. That cake is Marvin. Beefcake.
Ew.
One more item. We close out hour two. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times. We achieve it in different ways. If you've recently changed jobs, maybe you're thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach those goals. And maybe it's time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. We all know retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have been helping clients just like you create personalized retirement plans. They are going to let you understand the many options for claiming Social Security, implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L, stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.